happened with Jeremy on the one play there, middle of practice?
I didn't see it actually happen. I just sort of saw him after the aftermath. Just saw him laying there, and you know, it's never good when you have a guy on the ground. So our thoughts and prayers are with him, and I'm sure we'll find out very soon what's going on.
Were you the quarterback on that rep, or were you?
I wasn't. I had just gone, so I was watching. I was watching the routes downfield, and then I looked and saw, you know, Jeremy down on the ground.
How happy are you with how things are going the first couple days with the full squad out there?
I feel good. I feel like we've really improved from OTAs, and I feel like we're going hard and we're working hard. And, you know, we're excelling each day. We're getting in the film room and getting it in, and, you know, the guys are really responding. So we just have to, you know, keep improving. I know we have pads on tomorrow, so I know everybody's excited.
How about you personally? Any difference in the way you feel throwing the ball from OTAs and minicamp to the last couple days?
Just more and more comfortable. I mean, as time goes on, just running this offense, I feel more and more comfortable. And, you know, got to keep pushing, got to keep working so it stays that way, because the defense is going to start figuring out our concepts a little more, so they're going to be a little bit tighter. So we have to, you know, be even more precise with our throws and be even more accurate. So that's the great thing about training camp.
On a day-to-day basis, what constitutes a good day for you? What things go into what?
We move the ball. If we're successful, you know, executing plays. I mean, I want to be 100% throwing, you know, completions every day. And I'm not going to kill myself, but, you know, I'm always, you know, after the last play's over, I move on to the next. But I always strive to be perfect and, you know, complete everything and really be precise with, you know, my ball placements and my decisions. And am I on time? Did I make a good decision with the play and stuff like that? So there's so many different things than completing a ball or something like that. There's a lot more that goes into it that I look at, the attention to the details.
At this camp last year, Marty talked a lot about focusing on your footwork. Is this year, is it more ball placement? Is that where you're at, would you say?
I mean, I think that footwork's one of the most important things you can focus on as a quarterback. It's all the little things. It's all the, you know, the attention to the details. It's ball placement. It's being on time with the football, knowing exactly where the defender is, how to throw the ball, because you can throw the same route 10 times and you're going to throw a different ball every single time just because of where the defender is. So it's really just getting on the same page with the receivers.
You feel like you're up. Go ahead, Les.
I'm sorry. Chip said yesterday that if you're in a game and he calls 20 straight read options, he should be fired. Now, do you take offense at that?
No, I don't. I mean, you know, I think it's the truth. I mean, that, you know, I just think that, you know, when you have a quarterback in there, you go to what his strengths are, and you know, I'll be able to, you know, if I see a seam, I'm going to get as many yards as I can. I can tell you that, but I'm going to go as hard as I can each and every play. But, I think my strength's dropping back, throwing the ball, and making decisions, using my head. And, you know, I think it's a pretty good comment.
Maybe you don't have that type of mobility, but you've looked very comfortable in the pocket in these first couple of days. Where does that ability come from?
I mean, I feel comfortable moving around. I mean, I might not necessarily break a 100-yard run, but I feel like I'm athletic enough back there to make plays and move around and dodge defenders and, you know, keep the play going with my feet. You know, I have a basketball background and played all different sports growing up, so I do feel really comfortable if a play does break down, getting out of the pocket and throwing on the run. I feel like that's one of my strengths. That's something that I've worked on since a kid, so I take pride in that. That's something I work on each and every day, so I'm not just going to drop back and hope the pocket stays there. I mean, you wish that happens every time, and we have a great O-line to do that. But sometimes something's going to happen, and you just have to make a play with your feet and get the ball to the playmakers.
Is that one of the things that you're looking forward to tomorrow, and seeing how you react with that muddy pocket as the pads go on and the action is live?
I think that everything just picks up a little bit. I'm just looking forward to the, you know, everybody's really excited out here and going hard. But when there's pads on, it's just a different feel. So, yeah, I am excited for that. You know, more of game feel with the pads, because, you know, the O-line can, you know, get on the D-line. D-line can go a little harder, and the pocket will be a little tighter. So it'll be good. It'll be good work for us quarterbacks moving around.
Do you notice the difference in arm strength between now and when you were a rookie?
I don't necessarily notice a difference in arm strength. I think that with confidence, you know, your arm, it might look like the arm gets stronger when you're throwing with more confidence. It's not that I lack confidence. I was learning a system. I was a rookie learning a totally different system from college and just getting acclimated to the NFL. So I feel a lot more confident than I did last year. And I always feel confident when I'm on the field, but, you know, I feel good with my ball placement. I feel good, you know, getting out there.
At the same time, you're learning another system, though.
Yeah, it's true, but I also got the experience of having a year in the NFL and having game experience. And I learned a lot last year, and, you know, I carry that over this year. Even though I'm learning a whole new system, I feel really comfortable and feel like I've grown as a player.
How much easier is the system now for you? I mean, it
than when I began?
Yeah.
It's a lot easier. I mean, of course, there's still a lot to learn, but from when we started learning this system till now, definitely feel more comfortable and got to keep grinding and keep getting into it because, you know, within these plays, there's opportunity to, you know, it's like I said, ball placement's really key, so you can look at different places you can place the ball and even open it up even more.
You mentioned your basketball background. You mentioned your basketball background. Zach Ertz also has that basketball background, and he's used his body to shield off defenders. Have you noticed how well he's performing these first couple of days?
Yeah, Zach's done a great job. I played against him several times in college, so I got to see what he could do when we played in college. But he's very good with his body. He's very good at getting back on top of defenders. Stretching them out and giving us an opportunity to give us some ground to throw the ball out there. He has a big, you know, range where we just have to get in his area and we know he'll go, you know, make a play. And worst case scenario, the ball's going to be on the ground. But I haven't seen that, you know, he's caught almost all of them. So he's doing a great job.
Are there parts of the playbook still being installed now or is it mostly what you're refining what you did in the spring?
I mean, it's both. I think that we're refining and, you know, as the season goes on, plays come in. You know, last game last year we added plays. It's just something with football, you're always looking at different ways to, you know, exploit the defense. So, you know, I'm sure we'll keep adding stuff, and that's just the nature of the game.
Nick, you've been more than willing to do all the read option plays out there and said you enjoyed something you feel like you can do, but yet Chip said yesterday you should be fired if that's part of the offense, if you happen to be the starting quarterback. You can talk a little bit about the process of running those plays and you know, he says that the playbook is big enough so that it can be catered to whatever skill set the quarterback is. Do you imagine if you do win that it still will be in the arsenal?
Well, what he said, and I was told earlier, I hadn't heard till then, was, 20 times, which is a lot. If
right.
You play 100 plays, that, you know, that's, what is that, one-fifth of the plays. So, you know, even if I am, I feel like we'll still run it. I'm capable of getting, you know, 5 to 10 yards and, you know, extending the play, maybe more if the, you know, red tee parts. I mean, I feel comfortable going. So that's part of the offense. That's part of what we're going to do. So I feel comfortable doing it, and I'm willing to do it. I'm excited to go out there and do it and show my athletic ability.